Livewire with Jeff Dorset.
So it's a great pleasure to bring on to the show Dr. Robert from the Blow Monkeys. So a very good day to you, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. Now, first thing up, Robert, what about your early inspirations that made you feel that's why I want to be in the music industry?
Well, I've got two elder sisters who sort of played, brought all the stuff in the 60s, you know, so all the Beatles and everything like that was always around in my household as a little boy. And I guess the first thing that really struck home for me would have been Mark Bolan and T-Rex in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my first records that I bought and the first things that really became an obsession for me. And then later on when punk came along, it was kind of my generation and it felt like, yeah, we can do that. You know, I bought into the idea that you could learn three chords and form a band and all that. So, you know, it was as much that as also, well, what the hell else am I going to do?
And what about the first gigs you did with the Blow Monkeys? Can you remember how they were and where you were playing?
Well, the first gigs I ever did was, like, I used to busk. So busking on the street was the first thing. And then the first time we ever played would have been 1981 at somebody's party. And we just kind of, you know, we rehearsed a lot and we were signing on and we were on the dole in the 80s and we were sort of like getting it together. And we had time to do that. I don't know if you'd be allowed to do that now, but that's why that gave us a kind of breathing space to sort of get the band together. And we started to get little gigs here and there and things just grew from there, really.
Yeah. And did you in the early days play on your own or were you supporting somebody else?
Well, we played on our own, but then we managed to squeeze a few supports with bands that were kind of inappropriate, really. We supported bands like the Sisters of Mercy and X and things like that. But then when we eventually got signed the first time by RCA in 1983, we went off on tour with Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, which was great fun.
Yeah, good band. Love Lost Weekend, yeah. And Perfect Skin, terrific stuff. And I suppose, looking back, the breakthrough was the second album, wasn't it? That was the biggest for you, Animal Magic there. I mean, that had Digging Your Scene on it there. Did that sort of come to you as a bit of a shock, or did you think, wow, you know, we've really started to make it now?
Well, both those things, you know. I mean, I was terrible at picking singles. I wasn't convinced at all that Digging Your Scene was the right choice, you know, so how long I could be. So that kind of changed our lives because it was a hit all around the world and we went and toured in America. And so that was really kind of the first breakthrough for us, yeah. It changed everything, I guess.
Yeah. And, of course, the thing about America, Robert, is that it's such a big country to get around there. And often people, bands, have to make a decision whether you're going to really go for it, in which case you might be neglecting the UK or Europe because you're going to be across, like, 3,000 radio stations and you're going to go coast to coast. Or you decide you're not going to do that and you're going to concentrate, like Cliff Richard did, stayed mainly in the UK at the time and in Europe, but he never had big hits in America. But you did, of course, you know, and it broke through. I mean, Digging Your Scene was a big record in America, but you did coast-to-coast touring at that time?
Yeah, we did. We went over there in 86 and we did a big tour for about 6 weeks and we did all the TV, like American bands with Dick Clark and all that stuff. And then we ended up having a song on Dirty Dancing as well, which became a big kind of deal over in the States. So for a while there, we were doing really well. And I mean, obviously things had changed as well because there was MTV. So, you know, you were able to hit people with the video and stuff. So America was where so much of the music that I loved, you know, came from and the culture that I loved. So it felt like a natural thing to do. I don't think it kind of was either or, it was both for us.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I was going to ask you about that is when you get your music, as in it doesn't have to be this way, using on Police Academy, are you actually consulted? They say, can we use it? Or does somebody go ahead and do it and then you say to yourself, well, we're happy with it or we weren't?
Well, I never knew about that, to be honest, until somebody pointed it out. So they didn't consult me on it, but I'm always happy for them to use it in whatever way they want.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Now, one of the people that you worked with as well was Paul Weller on his solo debut album, didn't you?
Yeah, I became good friends with Paul in the sort of mid-80s, meeting up through things like Red Wedge and Style Council and Blow Monkeys had quite a lot in common, really. So, you know, and I loved Paul's work, obviously, from the very early days. I mean, I loved the Jam. So it was great to get to sort of be involved with him as he sort of launched his solo career.
And of course, you've got a tour coming up. And in fact, I was talking to John Jessop up in Liverpool, and he was saying that he'd done an interview with you because you're going to be playing up there, Dr. Robert, at the Brook in Southampton is the gig you're going to be doing locally. Have you played there before?
I think we have, you know. Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't played in Southampton for quite a while, though, at least 10 years, if not more. So we've kind of neglected the South Coast in the past few years. So I'm looking forward to getting down there.
Yeah.
And playing again. Yeah, playing. We've got a new album coming out.
Yeah.
So we'll chuck a few new ones in and a few old ones. You know, it's quite a mixture of we've made a lot of albums since we got back together. So there's a real mixture of tunes.
Yeah, and they'll look after you down there. It's up close and personal. Dylan and the gang and Postman Pat and everybody looks after the artists when they play there. So I always like it there. So that'll be great. Yeah. They'll look after you. So let's talk about the new music, Dr. Robert. I mean, you've got a new single we'll play shortly. Together Alone is the album. Tell me about how long it took to put together and what can your fans expect from the album?
Well, it didn't take that long, actually, although we did a lot of it remotely. I've got a little studio here and I did my bit and sent it to the bass player and the drummer and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of like the way it evolved during the COVID years. So we just carried on with that. But in terms of like, you know, I sort of, most albums that we do are a reaction to the ones that we make previously. So the last album we did, Journey to You, in 2020 was very big with lots of strings and brass sections and blah, blah, blah. So this one is much more like down home and funky and what we sound like live, you know. So I wanted to make it more sparse and a bit tougher.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got there are recognizable sounds of my voice and there's Neville's saxophone playing, you know, the kind of signature things of Blow Monkeys, I guess.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, the single sounds good. Stranger to Me Now. We're going to play that in just a moment. And congratulations on that, because it's got a really good sound and solid sound to it.
Thank you.
It is.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, yeah.
It is. And what I'm also going to do, with your permission, Dr. Robert, is following that, I want to play another track, and I'll tell you why I want to do that. My webmaster and editor, Chris Meinick, remembers seeing you at the Bournemouth Pavilion when you were working there with Level 42. And he came up and had a chat with you and said the best song you've ever done is Aeroplane City Love Song. And so that's off the Animal Magic album from 85. So if that's okay with you, and in honour of my webmaster, I'd like to play that as the second track as we close down the interview.
Please go ahead. I've always liked that track myself, you know. So, I do remember, actually, that conversation. So, things like that stick in your mind because it's quite an unusual choice of song. But, yeah, that's... I might have to chuck that one back in the set at some point.
I think you do. I think you will. We're going to play a track from the brand new album. Look out for it. Together Alone this year, coming out there. They're playing at the Brook in Southampton. Great venue there. And Stranger to Me Now. And then we're followed up with Aeroplane City Love Song. Dr. Roberts, great to talk to you. Give my love to the troops. And, you know, look forward to you playing back in the UK.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Enjoyed talking to you.
To me now, stranger to me now, I don't recognize the anger in your eyes. You're a stranger, stranger to me now, stranger to me now. Why you had to go, I will never know. Like a stranger, life I used to know,
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.